House lawmakers on the Judiciary Committee further exposing the billion-dollar fraud scheme in Minnesota.
These fraudulent actions have robbed taxpayer funds intended to feed children, support individuals with autism, provide housing for low-income and disabled Americans, and deliver health care to Medicaid recipients.
Independent journalist Nick Shirley made an appearance, reflecting on his findings after traveling around to expose the daycare fraud.
Since my reporting, the HHS department froze over $185 million, and to this day, not a single business has been able to prove proof of legitimacy.
It looked like it was a number of facilities like in the same building.
Yes. So in one building, there was, I believe, three daycares, and there was no children. And they were all receiving CCAP funding for separate daycares. There was one daycare we went to that one day it was closed by the government, and then that same day it was reopened underneath another name. And they both received CCAP funding.
After federal prosecutors found $9 billion tax dollars were potentially found to have been stolen by fraudsters, the Trump administration froze funding for social service programs. One witness who directly felt the impacts reflected that everyone, including legitimate child care services, suffer due to what she called the state government's lack of action.
I built Holland for 20 years. Families built their lives around the care that we provide. All of that is risk of destruction today, not by fraud, but by clumsy government response that failed to distinguish between criminals and caregivers.